Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Susan?
This is.
Hey, Susan. How's it going in your neck of the woods?
It's good. It's good, Charlie. I'm calling about, I'm working for Fred Gibbs, the owner of Nightscapes Outdoor Lighting.
Okay.
And we are formulating a plan to get some more visibility into that lighting company. And so our first step is just to kind of get that old website that's currently not being hosted. Well, I think it's being hosted. It's just not being updated by Local Splash. So we want to get that just kind of up and running again. So I'd like to get that live on the I think the lady that I talked to the other day, she said we could do it for like $49 and then have access to the dashboard.
Okay. Do you know who you spoke with? Well, let me ask you this, because it goes by phone numbers here. So the phone number that you're calling on is the 217-971-8074. Do you guys have a different phone number that you guys might have called in
on? Yeah, let me give you Fred's number.
Okay.
So
we built you your website, is that correct? Is that what happened? Or?
Yeah, it's out there right now. It just says it's not being updated. The owner to contact the marketing agency.
Okay,
so Fred is 314.
Okay.
220.
14220.
0506.
0506. Okay, let me see here. Frederick L. Gibbs. Is that correct?
That's him.
All right, that's his government name, huh? Awesome.
I think we could all call him Frederick from now on.
I don't want to get him. I don't want to get you in trouble. So you probably should call him Fred. All
it's
right,
let me easy to get riled up. I'm sure you know. Sure, it's in his notes.
Let me see. I mean, I know we have a lot of them. You guys have been with us for a while too. I'm just going through the notes here because I want to make sure I have everything for you.
For sure.
Okay, so it looks like, since September of 2021, we had your client onboarding calls, so 3 years ago. Okay, let's see. So it looks like you guys signed up with us on August 30th. Okay. Perfect. And so, like, when you guys first signed up, I understand you guys had a service with the website. It says websites need and a local splash page. Yes, here. Were you guys having us do your Google Business Profile as well and populating you there? Or was it just, it looks like you had Google Ads along with the Google Business Profile and the website, right?
I have no idea. Like, and I didn't get a lot of information from him about it. It was just, so like, this is definitely a sort of discovery call to like get it back up. But, so I think, I mean, I'll just be transparent. Like what we want to do is that I don't think that Fred, and you can probably see that in the notes, was very happy with the way that the, phone wasn't ringing. So I think he had called somebody and in his service area, he wasn't popping up. He was on the second page. It was just, he was pretty frustrated. But I also think that Fred didn't understand that it's sort of like a reciprocal relationship with whoever manages his website. He just kind of like his old school wants to set it and forget it. And then like he just, it's just not how it works, you know, like, so, what our plan is to at least get the website up. So he's you know, kind of Googleable, and kind of like move from there. I mean, I was going to take a look at like what you guys have access to inside that dashboard, and then because I'm more of like a project manager type, just kind of helping him iron out some business processes. So I just want to look, you know, and like at the least expensive route, and to get a little visibility out there, even though, you know, like right now there's like not anything really on the website that to me that like shoots out that he's actually like in St. Louis, right?
Gotcha. So this is how it works. And I want you to understand, because I want you to guys have the full, you know, transparency for you as well. Because websites are great. And don't get me wrong, it's always good to have one. The only thing is, if you have a website and it's not being, you know, for his concern here, he wasn't on the first page, rightfully so, I'd be kind of upset as well if you're paying for it, right? If you have a website, that's great. It's up and running. But if you're not in front of your customers, you're just paying for a website to be just kind of same thing as of right now. It's just floating. So if it's really not at the time of somebody searching for a service, you guys just kind of have something that, hey, we have a website, right? Where I always make the comparisons like this. Everybody always has like a really good hole in the wall mom and pop store that like they know of. But if they were to do like some sort of marketing and put themselves out there, that hole in the wall would probably become like a massive restaurant, because, you know, they're able to put that in front of their customers. That's how a website is. It's almost like, hey, we're this hole in the wall on this floating internet, but if nobody's in front of you, then it doesn't make sense to have one. What would benefit you guys would really just be to do it short, right, and to get in your area, your local area, would be the Google Business Profile and the website creation, to get that up and running. That's $199 month to month. But that way, the SEO content creation is happening for you guys. So in your local area, you guys can pop up on that first page of Google. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think that that's what the plan is. I just don't understand why nobody told him that, because I think he was paying like $249 a month, right? So it was like $100. Oh. So
well, $249 like includes Facebook ads as well too.
Okay. Well, so he had that, and it was like nothing.
Okay.
Nothing was happening. Here's what I'm thinking is that I'm just gonna go in. We want it, the website to be up, right?
Okay.
And then take a look. So maybe I don't know what I'm gonna do. I just want to take a look at what's available in the dashboard, if I can incorporate it and do some of the stuff myself.
Yeah, so what's going to be in the dashboard is you're going to be able to access your website through there. So that dashboard will be available to you. The dashboard is there so that way you guys can check out different things. So it tracks, depending on what you have, it tracks Google advertising for you to show, you know, how well those ads are performing. It tracks your Google Business Profile, shows you location of searches. It shows you how well you're being listed. It tracks how much traffic is coming through there in your local area. It also tracks like the Facebook retargeting campaigns. And then we do list you on other areas like a Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. Those listings will be on there for you to track that stuff as well. So that's what the dashboard is there for, is to just track those things. But like I said, the website, it's not going to show like how many clicks you're getting to a website or anything like that, because for a website, like I said, it's just information for your customers, which is by all means great. Don't get me wrong. But like I said, if you don't have that paired up with something, it's really going to be just like, I have a website. You know what I mean? Last time you guys were doing Google ads, and you guys were doing Google Guarantee, which is LSA. So I do see that. And you talked to Bella, I think, the other day. Is that correct? Does that ring a bell?
And possibly.
Maybe.
If it had all that stuff, then why was it not? You know what I mean? So it's like, here's my concern, is that that he was paying this for, like, since 2021. So, like, resolve it in my head of, like, why he was paying, like, the $249. I know 100 of it was going to Google Ads, and I know he wasn't throwing a lot of money at, you know, it, but, like, why was he paying, like, $249 a month, and he still wasn't getting, you know, hits? And, like, the lady, I think the story that he told me, and I know it can be difficult, but the story he told me is that he had called and, like, Googled, like, the two, he was only showing up for St. Peter's, Missouri, and not this huge St. Louis metro area that he should be showing up in. So, so, and it's okay if it just wasn't set up right, and we want to move forward with that, but just resolve it and explain it to me, like, what.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. So it sounds like a little miscommunication here. So, how it works for the Google Business Profile, you're only, that's called a local listing. So that's only going to populate you in that local area. That comes up on the map section. If you guys want to target, like, that only gets you around 10 to 15 mile radius. So yes, he might be populating and seeing that. And then if he's like, hey, I was supposed to be populating all in, St. Louis, right? That's where you guys are at, St. Louis.
Yeah.
Okay. What we do is we do a retargeting campaign through Facebook. So you're not going to see yourself pop up necessarily on the first page of Google for all of St. Louis. We retarget those specific cities and zip codes on Facebook. So now we're targeting people that are searching for your services in that area on a different platform. So now they can find you because Google only allows certain radiuses. So we have to pair those projects up with other things to get you guys out into your guys' areas that you want to target. So if you're looking for Facebook ads, then we'll populate you there where we're targeting certain people's timelines, like when they're looking on their feed, that's when you'll pop up in those certain zip codes and cities or just around the whole 50-mile radius. If you're doing a Google Ads, then yes, you would pop up, but you're going to pop up as a sponsorship. Now, that's where it's a little more expensive because that's a pay-per-click deal. We do allocate the money to that on a month-to-month, so you're always at a flat rate. But let's say he looks at himself and he's like, I want to see if I pop up in the sponsor section, and it's like the 29th of the last, the 2 days before the month ends, and the ad budget has just ran out, right? You're not going to pop up there. You have to wait for the next month because it's a cycle. So now once that ad budget is over, there's no more ad budget for you. So the only way you can pop up is on that first page placements of Google in your local area, or if you have the listings, the campaign with Facebook. So it seems like he was maybe perceived as like, hey, on that map section, you're going to be populating up in all of St. Louis, and that's just not how it works. You have to pair these things to get you out into a further mile radius, and that's just how Google works.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that's why, in my opinion... Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go.
I was going to say, in my opinion, it seems like you guys do want the website. You guys do want to, get some type of marketing going again. For this, in my opinion, I would say to start small and work your way up. So I would do the $249 with the Facebook retargeting campaigns. Since last time you guys had us, since now, we have totally evolved. There's been a lot of changes with Google. There's been a lot of changes with Facebook. There's a lot of things that we can help you guys with, but we do want to make sure that you guys are getting the results. So we do a month-to-month service where, we're not locking you guys into a contract. But we do want to make sure that you guys are getting the premium results because you're paying for it, right? And that's why our tech team does work hand in hand. So if he ever had any concerns or wanted to change or add something, you know, that's why we're there, because now we can help him do that and make those changes as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And you were going to say something?
Yeah, I just have a question, like, and maybe I'm just Gen X and don't understand, but, like, is it really that, like, are you really seeing a lot of, like, I just don't think people look for lighting on Facebook, right? And he doesn't have a, like, maybe he has a Facebook. So, and I want you to be totally honest with me mm-hmm. here about, like, what we aren't doing and what we need to do. So he has a Facebook page for the lighting website, but doesn't do anything with it. And so if he's not creating some sort of like content inside that Facebook page and engaging with whatever, I don't old people lighting, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, if I want to find like somebody to light up my bazillion-dollar house, I'm just going to Google it. Right. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to go on Facebook, but I understand that does he need to make content, and by he, I mean me. Do mm-hmm. I need to figure out a way to make content on that Facebook page so we can do like St. Louis lighting, whatever, hashtag, right. blah, blah, blah. Is that why he's like, I just don't get, do people really look for stuff off? Is he going to get sales leads from Facebook?
So you got a couple questions in there. So yes, I will say that. That's probably the broadest answer is yes. But a couple things there. So if you guys want to post in there, that's going to be great. That's going to always help you guys, because when people do go to your page, you guys will be able to have the content there to show like before and after pictures and stuff like that, right? But it's not necessarily like, I mean, we all know Facebook here, but it's not necessarily you're going to Facebook and searching for lighting. What's happening is it's called a retargeting campaign. So have you ever like looked something up on Google and then you go to your social media page and then you start seeing that product pop up all over the place?
Mm-hmm.
That's what a retargeting campaign is. So it's necessarily they're searching on Google, but hey, I had to take care of the kids, or I put my phone down and I did something. I forgot about the lighting, and now I go to my Facebook page while I'm, you know, relaxing. I want to see my kids, or I want to, you know, just go on there and scroll. And now they see your business pop up and they're like, oh, that's right, I wanted to get my lighting done. Let me just click here and call if I can get a quote, an estimate, or let me click here and go to the website and see what I have to do further there. So it's not necessarily that they're searching on Facebook. They're searching on Google. We're just following them. So that way the company is always relevant at that time of somebody, you know, being on their phone.
That blows my mind. I work in software development. So, but it's more like in like SaaS software, not, okay. I've never worked like marketing people to me, like
right.
are annoying.
For that? No, just kidding.
No offense taken. But okay. It's clicking. Okay. So like that's what that does. So okay, that makes sense.
And then the Google, you're welcome. And then the Google ads is where it's like, hey, like I'm looking for lighting. And then at that time of search, when you're looking on Google, you'll see companies before you get to the map section that say sponsorship. Those people are paying per click for that sponsorship. So that's going to be an advertisement on Google. So that's where, yes, when somebody is searching at that time of moment, they would pop up there for that ad budget. So you would pop up at the top of the search, the map, and then you would also populate in your local area on that first page placements of the map section. So The Google ads are a little more expensive. You know, you guys were paying for Google ads before. I don't know if you guys were just in the right areas. I really don't know what they did here, because you guys were with us a while ago. So, you know, I want to make sure that we do get you on the right plan, but the better bang for your buck, especially just getting back into it, I would say is going to be the $249, because then we can start getting you guys some customers. Once you guys start getting customers and, you know, building that bankroll up with us, we could always go into the higher premiums with the Google ads again, if you guys want to do that at that point.
Okay, so
but I was talking to my manager here about this situation, because you do have you want the website to just be hosted. He's in a meeting, so I'm kind of just like waiting for his response. Just like the website hosting, but I just want to let you know, like, if you're thinking like, hey, I'm just going to put the website up and then we're going to start getting, you know, clicks and hits, I'm just trying to be super transparent with you. It's probably not going to happen with just having you have a website up there. Website is really when
it wasn't that I thought that we could bring the website up so we could get clicks and hits. It was just like, let's bring the website up so we can like take a look at it, like what's available inside the dashboard. And so I didn't necessarily think that it was okay. Just like gonna like everybody looking
generate.
For lighting in St. Louis was,
yeah.
It was more like
how does this work,
it was more just like yeah because I'm he's not paying me, he's my friend, right? And so
okay.
I'm just like helping him in between contracts, because I do a lot of software implementation. I was like, how hard can this be? But it's proven to be, the marketing stuff is like a whole thing that it's fun to learn about, though, for real. Because
yeah.
You have three separate businesses. So, like, I'm
okay.
Really good with, like, workflow analysis and, like, requirements gathering and all that jazz. But, like, this marketing stuff is – okay, so tell me, or you can email me. I'm sure you have, like – This is where I'm at. I hate the website. I think that it's not, like, individualized. I don't think it, like, really tells, like, I don't know if you can look it up and see it right now. I just don't like it at all.
If I can go into your client dashboard.
And if you're busy, we can schedule a call. Like, you don't have to, like, I'm monopolizing your morning here. So if you
oh, it does,
call to, like, actually.
It does. Say that it's not active. Nightscapes, outdoor, and lighting. No, this is my job to help clients out here. So
okay.
You're good. So it's nightscapesoutdoorlighting.net, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't like the website. So this is our my site. What don't you like about the website that you would want changed? I mean, do you want like videos in here? Do you want?
I don't. It doesn't say anything about like this. To me, looks like a just canned website. Like, it doesn't say anything about St. Louis, St. Louis metro area. Like, if I hit
okay.
a homepage, I have there's a phone number up here, but like, I don't see
like
anything about it being like, yeah, it looks like a website template to me.
Okay.
It doesn't look anything like, here's this small business that has been, you know, this guy is like a total pro and has all these great customers, but I'm not seeing anything that.
Okay. Well,
we're
able to make those changes. So that's why, like I said, I don't know what he was told when he was signed up with us or anything like that. But I know, like, when I talk to our clients, what I always say is, if you don't like something on the website, please let us know, because we can make those changes. And we can make sure that, like, hey, here's our story. And we can kind of go into a little deeper about our story. Now, I do have your homepage, which is great, but when I do click over to like about or gallery or content, contacts, it does boot me out because it's saying like your page cannot be found, return to home. Because obviously, so it's just like the homepage here, but we're always able to make changes. Now I will say we do, I mean, all websites are pretty much on a template. This is through WordPress. So the layout is going to kind of look the same, but the wording and the verbiage can be different. Also too, if you guys have better pictures, I mean, I do see some of these pictures are a little grainy. So if you guys have a little better pictures where we can facilitate that here on the website, we could absolutely do that. If you guys have videos where you guys want us to put a video up of like before and afters or something like that, or, you know, you guys doing the work, anything like that, we can put a video on the website as well. But we can make those changes to the verbiage at any point that you guys want that. So that's always an option for you guys. Okay. So you wanted me to send you an email, correct?
Yeah, of just like everything that, so if we do the 249, do you have like, I don't know, just like a, what do they call that? Like everything that, what the package includes for 249, and maybe if there's like different packages available, can, do you have like that sort of description of like what's available for the different pricing?
Yeah, so, I mean, I can send you different emails if you want. I can do the different emails. I'll send you two. I'll send you one for just the Facebook retargeting campaign. Okay. Obviously, both of them are going to include the Google Business Profile because that's important. And then the other one will include the Google Ads campaign as well. Now, for Google Ads, we do allocate $300 to the Google Ads with the Facebook. It is just $100 because Google Ads are a lot more expensive than Facebook. So that's why we do have to allocate that. But what's a good email address for you?
Let me see. I just set myself up on a workspace. You could do it at Suzy, S-U-Z-I, at nightscapesoutdoorlighting.com.
And that's Suzy, S-U-C-I, is that correct?
Z is in Libra.
Oh, Z-I, I'm sorry. Suzy, Z-I. And then it was at nightscapes, outdoorlighting.com?
For sure.
Nightscapes, okay. And then did you want to reinstate the website today and then take this back to him to say like, hey, we reinstated the website, but I mean, we just kind of reinstated the website here. Or how does it work? Because you did mention that he's the owner. So I don't know how that works.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think if we're gonna like go to a whole like website and have you guys like hook us up with the thing, I think I need to probably shop around as well, you know, because really it's like nothing now, right? So it's like you do have like this landing page, but there's really nothing built up behind it. So I can either, I'm talking to myself here as well. So I could either like shop around and see and with the 249 and then I'll get back to you. Because I think
Is this your cell phone? Or is this
Yeah, this is my cell phone.
That's what I'm gonna do.
I think like maybe a more local company, because you guys are in California, right?
Yes, we are in California, but I mean, local is good. And I would say this, it doesn't matter if it's local or if they're like in California or Florida or New York, whatever it is. What's going to happen is it's going to compare to what titles do they have. So like, are they a Google Channel partner or are they just a company that just does this? So we're a Google Channel partner, so there's only 40 of us in the country, so we're able to expedite things a lot faster. I understand you guys didn't have the best experience with us the first time, but like I said, our company has changed since then a lot. Now, once,
I was under the impression that he just, and I could be wrong, that he just like parted ways with you guys like a few months ago. When do you know when he...
He's been with us for a while. And it says that he got 276 local leads on the dashboard. That's what it's showing on the dashboard, like I said. So it shows local leads, and then for Google profile actions. So it's showing that there's traffic going towards him. I wonder if something was just set up, honestly, just incorrectly.
Because he said the phone just, like, stopped ringing, and he told me, like,
when did that happen? Like, it just, like, out of nowhere, it just stopped ringing after because he had the service for a while, right?
You said the only phone calls that he was getting were from referrals from other people, that nothing was coming through on the website. And that when he called to talk to the ladies that answered the phone, that they acknowledged that something didn't seem right, but it like never got any further. And I think that, you know, as a small business owner, he only has a certain amount of time and like honestly doesn't get it, right? Like he's a super smart guy, but like this stuff is, I don't know. So I think he got frustrated and he was like, I don't want to do this anymore. So I get, know when he like canceled the...
Yeah, I'm trying to see right here. It says billing status, disposition, canceled performance. He canceled 15 days ago.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it was like pretty recent.
That's like weird because he was with us he was with us for like 3 years and then just out of nowhere it just kind of stopped. That is weird.
Yeah.
Just trying to see here. I'm trying to read. There's a lot of notes. I mean, you can imagine 3 years of notes here.
I'm sure he was just frustrated. And so, like.
he has the right to be, absolutely. So, and that's why we pride ourselves here on integrity and making sure that our clients are well taken care of. So, typically, when somebody has an issue where, he's not getting what he wants, we're trying to figure out, hey, what's going on? Where's his Google business profile at? Is he populating in the right areas? Does he have everything set in the place? Is he populating for all the services he provides? So for you to be with us for 3 years and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, I'm not receiving calls out of nowhere, that kind of raises a red flag here. Now, it does say here that he requested to cancel at the end of April, and then I guess the cancellation went through. We followed up with him and asked him, and then we canceled him on that. Oh no, cancellation request was the end of April, and then it was canceled before his next billing was due for May. Yeah. So he had a remaining budget he was doing Google Guarantee, which that's an LSA program. I know LSA, and that's the thing there too. So Google makes changes all the time. LSA is a cost per lead. So anytime somebody calls you, for the services you provide. You get Google charges you for that. So they went over that with him. The thing is, though, is recently Google like made a change. It's a bidding war. So if you're just the bare minimum, you're not going to pop up on, you're not going to pop up at the top. For the LSA, so you'll be like closer towards that bottom. So people would have to click like more businesses for LSA and they have to scroll. So that could be why he wasn't receiving calls, because I know Google did make those changes. So now the businesses that are spending the higher premium there, they were the ones getting most of those calls. And I'm just being transparent with you.
No. This is exactly what I need. So, like, yeah. I mean, if I'm going to talk them into, like, giving it a shot, I need to know, like,
LSA is the Google guarantee. That's going to be, like, if you go to Google, you'll have, like, some boxes all the way at the top with a green checkbox around it. That's where Google guarantees the business to the customer that they've been vetted, they're a reliable company in your area, but they charge you per
week. What does LSA stand for?
LSA, that's a good question. I just know we call it that here. It's either called LSA or Google guarantee. It means the same thing, though.
Which is funny. I was in the Navy, and there was just like, I'm looking it up right now. Sure. Local service ads. Google local service ads. Okay. Local service. There was this really mean woman. Her name was Leslie Antoinette Hunter, and she was like 5 ranks above me. And she said, asked me someday, we were like in front of some admiral, and she asked me if I knew what I was talking about, and I was like, yeah, and she was like, just drilled me down, and I didn't know what 2 of the acronyms were, like, they were just so obscure, and
yeah.
She was just like, you don't get to give, what did she say, you don't get to give presentations if you don't know what you're talking about, and I was just like, oh, so for the rest of my life, I have to know what, it's not you, it's me. Military trauma from Leslie Antoinette Hunter.
Well, thank you for your service. I will say that.
Right.
But yeah,
okay,
I mean,
that's
going to be a higher premium for that one. So, like I said, for us to get everything started back up, it's going to be better to do the $249, and that's going to be month to month with the Facebook retargeting campaigns. That's going to be the best deal for you. I sent you a text message. That's going to be for, it says localsplash.com/SEO packages. Instead of me sending you like just a ton of emails, you can just go on there. You can click that link.
Oh, cool.
It'll actually take you to our pricing page. Now, you do have the in-business credit from the last one that you got. So you guys still qualify for the credits that we had you originally at. So the platinum package is the one I'm talking about of all the things that we're going to do for you. It does read $599 on the website with the $299 setup fee. That's the one that you would get for $249 month to month, and we would just reinstate you back at just that pricing. Okay?
All right. Hold on. I'm going
in. And then also, too, you'll see the Google Ads partnership there. So, like I said, there's only 40 of us in the country in there. We're behind Google Building 1. So Google comes in. They let us know, hey, this is what we're doing. This is what we're changing. They train us. We're understanding, like, okay, we got to make changes to Google Business Profiles. We got to make sure. For some reason, like I said, if something were to have happened where you guys were just not getting calls all just at one time, that's very odd. And I would bet you that something was inaccurate at that point. So that's why I would make sure.
Is there any way that you can like, yeah, is there any way just so I can like
sure
sway him towards, you know, just re establishing this website and all the jazz that comes along with it? Is there any way that you can kind of like dig in and let me know like, oh, we didn't have this set up right, and like it's totally fine. Like we've still like just so we could say, because I think it helped him to have me, you know, kind of like do some of this business stuff for him. I just don't want him to be like stubborn. I want to give him like a reason. Like they didn't have, they, it was an accident. And they just didn't have you set up for this part, right? Like,
yeah. I don't have like a specific reason why that is. That's on the tech team, that what they do and how they do it. That's why, like, I always tell my clients when I bring them on board, please, like, if you're not receiving calls, like, get a hold of the tech team. If you know, or if something's wrong, you can get a hold of me and I can reach out to them and they'll give me an explanation. But it just says here, just, I mean, I see it says client has not gotten calls and would wish to cancel, inform client about.
So he just, like, he didn't even talk to anybody. He just got frustrated and canceled it.
Oh, he just canceled it all in general, correct?
That's what I'm asking. I bet you did.
Oh, no, no, we have inbound calls where we've been talking to him, but it just, and changes are made. To complete client, open the questions, inquiries at this time. Okay. Yeah, so we got him on Google Ads to recharge clients in agent. Okay. It doesn't really say. And the reason why is because so In the advertising world, it's like a big billboard. So we put you on the first page of Google. It's up to the clients at that point, your customers, to reach out and contact you. We can't make calls out. We're not vetting you like leads or anything like that. So at the end of the day, it's like putting you on the strip of Vegas, right? And saying like, hey, go into my hotel, instead of putting you in the middle of nowhere where nobody can find you and saying, hey, go into my hotel over at Vegas, right? So that's the difference. I mean, to populate you, I don't know if it was like, hey, it looks like at the end of the season you were there. But it doesn't say like, hey, he wasn't receiving calls because X, Y, and Z. It just says he wasn't receiving calls, informed to be canceled, about his billing, and that's really it.
Okay. So I'm getting this one. I'm looking at this thing. So as what do we need to do as a small business to like help this out? Like, so like keep like the Facebook page up and updated, like that kind of thing. Like how do we help what you guys do?
Yeah, I mean, you know, posting and making your Facebook page relevant, that would be good. People do, you know, explore options. So instead of always just clicking an ad, they will go over to the Facebook, you know, profile. So that would be good. But really, just understanding what areas, like specific zip codes and cities that you guys would like to target, that's always important too, because now we can target those heavily with those retargeting campaigns through Facebook.
And is that like, can I just give you like a list of zip codes and you guys plug it in, or is it like,
We can just plug in the zip codes for you. Or if you want to just do like, hey, in St. Louis, target these cities. That's good too.
Okay. Does it make a difference because we are like a river town that's like east side, west side, like St. Louis and Illinois? Does it matter?
No, it doesn't. We can still, with the Facebook, you get up to 50 miles. So, I mean, 50 miles will cover like the St. Louis metropolitan area. But it's always about just competing there with the other companies, and placing you at that time of people searching. And then when they don't buy, like I said, we retarget those people and keeping you relevant on that, on their Facebook pages. So then they can just click to call you guys directly, or, you know, push you guys over to the website to call you guys directly from there as well.
Okay.
So,
hold on. I have one more question.
Sure. No, it's
if
okay.
If I can talk him into just like reestablishing the 249, and how do we, like, if it, so say we like give it a month, right? Mm-hmm. Or do we need to give it 3 months? You know, like how do we measure like what we need to like redirect?
So within 30 to 45 days, that's when you guys are going to receive maximum results coming in. Okay. Because the Google Business Profile will be on that first page placements for all the services that you guys provide. It's not like it is a flip of a switch. And then Facebook, that's up and running within 7 to 14 days. Website is just kind of just reinstated at that point. So that's going to be up pretty quickly as well. So I always tell our clients like, hey, give it 2 months and then from there, go from there, because that's when you're going to start to receive the best results at that point. Cause it's not a building stage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for this, what would be a good time to see when you guys would like to do this, or do you want to maybe give them a quick call here, or how does it work for you guys?
I think I meet with him, tomorrow Friday? I meet with him Friday. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Because
he's like, you know, out there in the world working. And so I just send him here's what I did today. Here's what I found out. Here's what I'm recommending.
Okay.
So when I send that tonight, I'll write this up and send it to him. I'm going to look around a little bit, you know, just to do due diligence. Maybe some one or two more like companies like you guys, and then maybe a couple local. But I think it helps that he would probably be grandfathered in to the 249 for you guys.
And your email address, is it a Gmail? No, it's not a Gmail. It's just a .com, right?
No, it's the .com, yeah. Did it send it back to you?
Actually, I'm just making sure. Because for some reason, it gave me an error at first, but I just closed out my Google, and I was like, you know what? Let me try this again.
I just set that workspace up, so I'm still, like, testing a lot of it. I'm like, dude, you have way too many email addresses. We're, like, consolidating these all in one.
Awesome. Okay. So I'm going to send you that. Let's see. Perfect. So it has the full breakdown of what we're going to do for you in there.
Perfect.
It should send it. Cool. It didn't give me an error that time. So we're good. It's sent over to you. So that's coming from Charlie, Mullenkamp at Local Splash. It has that full deal there. It also has my information at the bottom. On Friday, do you want to kind of rehash this in the afternoon, in the morning? I know you're meeting with him on Friday, so I would think in the afternoon.
Yeah, and it's also my birthday, so I don't really want to work all. Yeah, I don't really want to work a whole bunch.
Right. Well, for the reinstatement, the only thing that we would do is just reinstate you guys, and then we would book an onboarding call where my tech team would get a hold of you guys. And then from there, we can schedule that for Monday, but we can start working on the account and getting everything back reenlisted, like the Facebook, the Google, the website as well. And then on Monday, we're going to do that, the verification with my tech team. So then that way, they can make sure they have the proper zip codes. They can make sure they have the proper, services you guys provide. And then we can get you rock and rolling from there.
Okay.
They just want to verify twice.
No, I want it all verified.
Yeah.
So I'm not seeing the email from you, but that
you can probably check. Oh, it kicked back to me. Dang it. Yeah. Okay.
Let me send one to you. Compose. What's your email address?
It's Charlie. It's actually C, and then it's going to be muhlenkam@localsplash.com.
I just got one that you're not, okay. I don't know what I did wrong here. This is what happens when you give somebody with like 20 years of tech experience, but like as a project manager.
it happens.
I'm dangerous. I'm dangerous. I have like no tech team behind me where I'm like, can you fix this for me? It's just me. So now I have to like dig in. Yeah, I don't know what I did wrong here. So, why is this not working?
For the email?
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, yeah. So.
Well, I mean, you have the website there, so I mean, you can even like go with him and say like, look, this is their website. This is what they're gonna do for us. It says $5.99, but talk to Charlie there. He said that he'll reinstate you for the $2.49, and they're gonna take care of all this stuff plus the website as well. And then you still have all the breakdown. It's just the only thing is difference is in the email. It would say $2.49.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And then on Friday is, I know it's your birthday, but what's a good time for you Friday?
No good time Friday. So let's follow up. Mondays are not good for me. Because again, this is me doing this for free for a friend. So,
right.
Mondays aren't good, cause I have a real job. Tuesday the 21st, I'm open.
Okay. And what time on Tuesday is good for you?
Let's do like any time. I'm central time, any time between 10 and like 2, you pick.
Okay. Let's just do 10 a.m. then.
Okay.
And that's the 21st, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I have you in my calendar here, and then we'll go from that point and see what he would like to do
awesome.
if he wants to get reinstated at that point, okay?
Awesome. I appreciate it so much.
All
Thank
right.
you.
No problem. Have a good birthday to you, and then I'll talk to you Tuesday. Okay, Susan?
All right. Thanks, Charlie.
All right. No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.